When scientists first decoded the human genome in 2000, they were quick to portray it as proof of humankind's remarkable similarity. The DNA of any two people is at least 99% identical. New research is exploring the remaining fraction to explain differences between people of different continental origins. Scientists have recently identified small changes in DNA that account for the pale skin of Europeans, the tendency of Asians to sweat less, and West Africans' resistance to certain diseases. Yet some fear scientists may also be giving racial prejudices a new potency. Non-scientists are already beginning to stitch together highly speculative conclusions about the subject of race and intelligence from the new biological data. Part of a study was recently published which linked several fragments of DNA to high IQ, and that two of the fragments were found more often in Europeans and Asians than in Africans. What is not said in the article was that the link between IQ and those particular bits of DNA was unconfirmed, or that other high IQ fragments are more common in Africans, or that hundreds or thousands of others may also affect intelligence, or that their combined influence may be dwarfed by environmental factors. A Nobel Prize-winning geneticist, James D. Watson, asserted last month that Africans are innately less intelligent than other races. With the ensuing public uproar, Dr. Watson subsequently apologized and quit his post. Most geneticists are wary of fueling discrimination and worried of speaking openly about the social implications of their findings. The fear is that race is more than skin deep and could undermine principles of equal treatment and opportunity based on the presumption that we are all fundamentally equal. As DNA data and methods are extended to non-medical traits, the field of genetics is at a very delicate and dangerous time.